It's Tuesday, September the 8th. I'm sorry I've been away. Actually, I shouldn't be sorry because I'm trying to take a bit of a holiday, but I like to keep up with these booze and my other things even if I'm doing some of my other serious research. In any case, I'm back. I found a minute tonight to put together this boo. I've actually been tremendously busy. I'm building a bus shelter for my 4-year-old girl who's starting junior kindergarten. So she has to stand at the end of our laneway to catch the bus. And well, in the winter, thus it's just like the Antarctic here, it seems, with the wind. And so I've been building. I know I'm tired. It's not a very big building, but it's sure taken a lot of time and a lot of work. In any case, I digress. I want to talk a little bit about self-control today. It's enormously important in terms of self-regulation because self-control is the ability to override or alter one's habitual response. It's also the ability to interrupt habitual behavior or a reaction to an impulse. Self-control is one of our psychological resources. It allows us to refrain from doing things we don't deliberately, consciously choose to do. So self-control is the ability to resist the bowl of peanuts or to do the audio boo when you're really feeling tired, I suppose. So it takes self-control to stay on task and even to get on task and not to procrastinate. To bolster self-regulation, particularly if we have low self-control, if it's typical of you, if it's a trait in a sense, it's important to ensure that there are not potent distractors around you. And what these might be varies for each person. The crucial point is that nothing tempts everybody, of course, and even a person with low trait control is unlikely to dig into a potato chip bag, for example, if she or he has no impulse to do so. So the question for today is, what are the latent motivations that become activated in your life when your self-regulation typically breaks down with procrastination? Is it television, Facebook, email, Twitter? What is it that is almost feels in almost impossible to resist? Because that's the thing that you have to limit in your environment, or at least recognize, I'm succumbing to that again. Just as a diet is particularly difficult to maintain if you keep a bowl of chips or nuts or candy nearby, whatever favorite food might be, trying to stay on task when surrounded by potent distractors may undermine your efforts, particularly for those of us who are low on self-control. So the gist of it here is to recognize, what are these distractors in our lives? When you're trying to stay on task writing at your computer, can you answer just one email? When you turn on the TV instead of working on an intended task, can you watch just one show? Do you have high trait self-control? And if not, are you being strategic? This is the key thing in terms of keeping potent stimuli away from you. Some thoughts for a Tuesday night. I'll be back again tomorrow, but I won't be around Thursday or Friday. I will be out of cell phone range, so I'll catch up with you on the weekend.